visiting with Waverly girls basketball coach Ty Piper here on the Area Coach's Corner. And Coach, it's been a while since I've last talked to you, but your girls are out to a 3-0 start, and you got to be pleased with three wins, especially in the amount of time those three wins came in last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah, we definitely are. I'm just really proud of the way the girls have played and worked hard this year to start the season. You know, playing back-to-back-to-back can be really tough, especially at the start of the season. You know, our girls responded really well, especially on Friday and Saturday after a really tough game on Thursday. So just can't say enough good things about the start of the season for our girls and the way that they have, you know, worked hard and learned kind of what we're trying to do and you know, kind of came together as a team really quickly.
Josie Romig back for you guys. I believe this is her senior season.
Yeah, that's correct. She is back. She's got a torn rotator cuff and you know, some other health issues right now, but she's giving it a go and really, you know, I'm just really impressed with her toughness and her desire to be a part of this team and you know, kind of setting her own you know, just her own troubles aside a little bit with her injury for the better of our team. But with that, we're kind of limiting her minutes both in practice and in games, and so I don't expect her statistics to be quite as good as they have been in the past for the season, just because we kind of got her on a minutes restriction just to make sure she can move and do stuff in her regular life, but also so that she can get through the whole season. But you know, we're sure glad to have her. She can make an impact on the game in the limited minutes that she does play in ways that most girls can't, and you know, she's a really big part of our team, and you know, just really pleased with how she's responded to the season and to having some young girls, and just really pleased to have her, you know, with us this year.
Talk a little bit about who else you have that's doing some good contributions here in the early going with Josie being on that minutes restriction.
Yeah, we've gotten really good contributions from five or six girls. Probably Zoe Hurt, who's a sophomore. She started every game for us last year. I think in our tournament, our three games, she probably played 95% of the minutes. She's long and athletic, and she has really grown as a basketball player over the last year. And she caused a lot of problems both on the offensive and defensive end for other teams, or at least has the ability to. The thing that's really been the biggest improvement from last year is our outside shooting. I think last year as a team we only made 19 threes on the season, and this year in three games we've made 16 so far. So that's been a really big thing for us, especially with Josie kind of not being at full speed. And that starts with a junior, Allie Stuckey. She's shooting over 50% from three so far. And she spent a lot of time in the gym in the off season shooting. So I'm just glad that her hard work's paying off. And then another senior is Morgan Votes, who's also shooting about 50% from three. And again, she's one that's always staying after practice to get shots up, and, you know, in the gym every day in the summer, getting shots up. So, again, I'm just really pleased to see that their hard work is starting to pay off for them. And it's, you know, it's showing up on the court and in our success with our team. And, so, you know, we're getting contributions from a lot of girls, but those are three that really stand out early in the season.
And, Coach, you didn't play on Tuesday night, but how have things been in practice this week? Because then you play again tomorrow night, and then you have two next week in league play.
Yeah, we kind of took it easy on Monday for sure. We had three hard games Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and so we kind of spent a lot of time, you know, just learning and getting some shots up on Monday, and then ramped it up on Tuesday, and then you know, full go last night. We'll go full go tonight again for a little bit. This is a tough week for our kids. We didn't have a game on Tuesday, but we had band concerts and we had Scholars Bowl, and our kids are involved in everything, and I'm so proud of them for doing all of that stuff. But just because we didn't have games, our kids were still real busy, and you know, as a basketball coach at a small school, really want to see our kids involved in as much as they can be, and so sometimes that means that practice has to look a little different to make sure that all the kids can get where they need to get to. But just really pleased with the way our girls are working in practice and you know, especially as a team. This is one of the tightest teams we've had in my 10 years here, and I think that that's one of the big reasons why we've been so successful so far to start this year.
Visiting with Waverly girls basketball coach Ty Piper here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you go to Maranatha tomorrow, next week, Lyon County League play Tuesday at Opie, and then you go to Madison on Friday. And then when you come back from Christmas on January 7th, first game out with Lebo. So kind of a gauntlet there next week, and then a lot of practice time to get ready for the in-district rival on January 7th.
Yeah, you know, we're hoping to use Friday night. You know, it's a non-league game, and so we're hoping to use that to get better at some things that we definitely need to get better at, so that we can head into league play on a high note. But yeah, I told our girls, in our league, there's no off nights, no matter who you're playing in our league. But you know, we come out of the gate with three of the best teams in our league, in Opie, Madison, and Lebo after the break. We're excited about that. You know, hopefully we go into that Opie game at 4-0, and you know, the Opie's off to a really good start as well. And so it's going to be a really good test for our girls, but it's also going to be a really good barometer to tell us where we're at and tell us where we, you know, where we need to get better. And you only get better by playing tough teams. And again, in our league, that's every night out. And so we could open with anybody in our league, and it would be a gauntlet, as you said. So. But we're just excited about the challenge and excited to be where we're at and you know, just control the things we can control in terms of us getting better and playing hard and things like that, you know, and hopefully, you know, a lot of that stuff will pay off in our league play and we're able to have some success in league as well.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Look forward to our chats that we have here every other week here on the Area Coach's Corner. Best of luck tomorrow at Maranatha. Best of luck next week with Opie and Madison. Have a Merry Christmas, and best of luck in the beginning of the new year when you play Lebo there on January 7th, and I'll talk to you again on January 9th.
All right, sounds good, Dylan. I appreciate it. Happy holidays.
That is Waverly girls basketball coach Ty Piper joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas, Seward Services, LLC, and MT Networks on KVOE, live and local.